You know, now we've had the holidays and we spend all that great money on presents and entertaining, and suddenly the bank account's looking a little slim. So the worst thing is to think about, oh my gosh, now we have to eat healthfully, and is that going to cost us more? And the really good news, and this comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is that it doesn't cost more to eat healthy.
You know, every piece of advice about healthier eating involves more fruits and vegetables, of course. But whether you're shopping at the grocery store or at the farmer's market, the price tag on fresh produce is not cheap. So how do we save money there?
Yeah, that's always a challenge. When I was at the Washington Post, I actually looked at this really closely. And fruit in particular can get really pricey, particularly when it's out of season. Mm-hmm. So unless you're eating oranges and grapefruit right now, and maybe apples, you're starting to see these things really climb. If you like shopping at farmers markets, a really good thing to do is to go the last hour of the farmers market. And that's when they start to decrease all the prices significantly. Mm-hmm. And you can also bargain. Now, you may not have the variety of things that you really want, but it's a great way if you want to eat local and organic and get all of that at a lower price. That's one way to do it. The other place that I love is the frozen food aisle. I get so much stuff in the frozen food aisle. I'm sure people are looking at me as I'm packing in my frozen veggies and fruit, but it is such a bargain. And again, you want to look closely at items. I'm a label reader, so I look at what is the price per ounce or per serving, and you can see significant differences of like 20 cents per serving, even in the frozen food aisle. But the best thing about frozen veggies and fruit is they don't go bad.
You know, there are all kinds of gadgets now, juicers and things like that. We see ads for them all the time. Do we need to invest in pricey gadgets?
Well, I don't think you have to get the pricey ones, but I do think that a slow cooker, if you don't have one, is a great investment. It's about $30. And what's wonderful is that if you've ever used a slow cooker, and it's not for every meal by any means, but if you've ever used a slow cooker, you start it in the morning, you come home and you open the door after work or school and you smell the house and it smells like this wonderful meal. It's a great way to do soups and stews and all the things that are really terrific for this time of year.